Good morning, everyone. I'll begin with a thank you for the opportunity to stand before you all and present like this and share a bit of my understanding of Christ. I've been a member of this church for as long as I can remember, so it means the world to me to be able to share in this way. Now, I've spent a lot of time over the past few years doing volunteer work and community service and things like that, so I've developed an understanding of Christ from a servant's perspective. I've had this understanding in some shape or form for about as long as I can remember, but it really crystallized for me during my confirmation process. I remember sitting with Judge Rob Hoffman, my confirmation instructor, and talking about what it means to have faith. He shared a verse with me, which really resonated, and it's become kind of my guiding verse in my walk with Christ. That verse is James 2:17, and it reads, "So you see, faith by itself isn't enough. Unless it produces good deeds, it is dead and useless." To me, this means that faith is an active process. It's something that must constantly be renewed and revitalized through good deeds, like serving others. To illustrate this, I want to share a story from my first UM Army mission trip. It was the summer of 2013, a few months before I started high school. And through the church, I joined a group of 12 or 13 other students. We took a trip to Canyon Lake, Texas for a week of service in the summer heat. Lucky us. Going into the mission trip, I really had no idea what to expect. I understood that we would be helping volunteering with people in the Canyon Lake community, but I didn't know if that meant mowing people's yards or cleaning up their trash or even doing some kind of construction work for them. As it turned out, it was all of the above. At the beginning of the week, we volunteers were sorted into different work groups in order to divide and conquer, so to speak. I was grouped with Mrs. Deander Palacio and a number of other people whom I'd never met before. At first, I was pretty terrified. I mean, who wants to sweat with a bunch of strangers? But as the week progressed, I got more comfortable with my group, and I learned to love them like family. We were blessed with the opportunity to help several people and their families that week, but one client in particular stood out to me. Dora Mae Gathright was an elderly woman who had lived alone since her husband died in 1988. Her children wanted to move her into a nursing home, but she refused to leave the house her husband had built for her. Unfortunately, Mrs. Gathright had reached a point where she could no longer walk down the steps of her front porch, so she was unable to stay at home any longer. That's where we came in. For 3 days, my work team and I worked tirelessly to build a ramp up to Mrs. Gathright's porch. We scraped paint, dug post holes, cut wood, and nailed together planks for hours on end. The work was exhausting, but we never really needed to slow down. I'm not sure if it was the power of teamwork or the Holy Spirit or Mrs. Gathright watching from her porch, but somehow we never ran out of energy on the work site. Sure, as soon as we got back to the church, we'd collapse on our beds from exhaustion, but while we were building the ramp, we were untiring. Those 3 days passed in an instant, and before we knew it, the ramp was finished. I'm not gonna lie, it looked pretty rough. Almost nobody on the team had any carpentry experience, so our finished product was far from professional. The walkway was even on top, but the sides were a bit rugged, and the railings were plenty sturdy, but they were far from pleasing to the eye. It was stable and safe and useful, it was just a bit ugly. At this point, Mrs. Gathright had retired to the comfort of her living room, so we invited her back outside to see the fruits of our labor. In the back of my mind, I worried that she might not like the look of the finished product. It didn't exactly fit the aesthetic of her quaint little home. So as she slowly stepped onto the porch, I held my breath in anticipation. The question, "Is it good enough to be a good deed?" cycled through my head over and over again like a broken record. However, as soon as Dora Mae stepped onto that porch and her eyes fell on the ramp, my worries vanished. She was speechless, but her face said more than words ever could. We watched as she walked by herself into the yard for the first time in weeks, maybe months, and I knew. I knew that this was a good deed, no matter how the finished product looked. It wasn't the final appearance that made it good. It was the time and the dedication and the love that went into doing it. In 3 short days, a group of strangers came together and changed someone's life. And if that's not good, then I don't know what is. Now, I don't mean to insinuate that everyone in here should go grab a few strangers and build a ramp to feel the power of the Holy Spirit flow through you, because that might be a little ridiculous. But I do want to share my belief that serving others is the greatest display of faith there is. It doesn't matter how big or small the deed is, it only matters that it's good. That means it comes from the heart, and it's done with passion. If that's the case, I assure you, your faith will be neither dead nor useless. I thank you all for teaching me this lesson, because I believe it has made me a living, breathing testament to God's love. I hope that every person I serve sees God's light, and if they do, it's because you all showed me how to be his beacon. Once again, thank you.
Hi, I would also like to thank the church for giving this us this opportunity to get to speak to y'all today. The other day when Jackson and I were called to talk at the church, we decided to talk about a similar topic, which was about our faith and the importance of faith, and also wanted to talk about having faith and a good relationship with God. And so when I was younger, I grew up a Christian, and I knew God, and I knew that he was important, but I didn't technically have a real true relationship with him yet. And so it wasn't until the summer going into seventh grade at a Mount Wesley camp in Kerrville church camp. And it was a late night worship service. And that night, that service really spoke to me. And I finally realized, it just clicked, that how important it was to have Christ in my life. And so honestly, after that night, it just changed a whole lot. I felt like God forgave me for not being as close as he wanted me to be with him. And I started praying more, and I just always had someone to talk to, and everything was just real good. And then, of course, like it happens to all of us, life goes on, and then reality hits us. And we have all this stuff around us, which is distractions and all these excuses to not spend as much time as we should with God. And so one day, I still had a relationship with God, but I just wasn't as close as I wanted to be with him. So one day I picked up my Bible, and I read the verse Colossians 3:23, which reads, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as if working for the Lord and not for human masters." And so when I first read this verse, I thought of a lot of different things. My first thought was what Jackson was talking about, how at the UM Army mission trips, we worked really hard, and it was real tired, and we wanted to work hard because God made us, all of us, through him, and I believe that it was our duty to live out our lives as if we were working and living as him. So that's how I first interpreted it. And then as I grew up a little bit more and wanted to continue growing in my faith, it kind of spoke to me about my faith and how he wants us to work hard in our faith and continue to grow through him. So wanting to do that, growing up and going into high school, I was fortunate enough to join the organizations of Man Up, which is a Bible study for the guys in high school. And I'm also involved in FCA, which is Fellowship of Christian Athletes, which is an organization where we meet at lunch at school and study more of God's Word. And so going over this verse, it's like God... just like I said earlier, when life throws excuses and distractions at us, I always turn to this verse because God loves us, and all he wants from us is to just have a great relationship and have faith in him. He wants us to work at it with all our hearts and to stand firm in our relationship with him and continue to grow an even closer relationship with him. So from what I've learned from all of this, I believe that having faith and a relationship with God is the best medicine for us. This is what God wants most from us. So overall, every day, I plan to work at growing in my faith and relationship with God with all my heart, for God and not for human masters. And I encourage all to do the same because God loves us, and I know that he works at loving us with all of his heart for us children. Thank you.